T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we got the first hint of this, maybe a week ago, week and a half ago. I think Angela had it on the news. There's a new pest in the state, and it's a rather new one. And here to talk about it is a research scientist, Department of Environmental Sciences, and the Center for Vector Biology and Zoonotic Diseases. And that would be Dr. Guzarz Molahi. And he is here for a few minutes this morning. I think I'm trying to get this right, Doctor. I'm sorry. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Thank you. All right. So what about this longhorn tick, the East Asian longhorn tick? Ugly thing. I mean, but most ticks are not really beautiful unless you appreciate their ability to do what they do. So what's the story on this in particular? It was Fairfield County, I believe, where they found it.
Yes, this tick is a new species that was introduced into the United States in 2017, and in 2018 it found its way to at least 8 states, including in Connecticut. And last week we received a tick from a resident. Apparently this tick bit a child in Fairfield County, and we are investigating further to find out what the extent of this tick infection is.
Now, from what I understand, the tick itself can carry basically pathogens that may in fact cause Lyme disease, babesiosis, anaplasmosis, or powassan. And the powassan, I believe, is just fairly recent, but it is pretty deadly from what I understand. Well, what's your assessment of all these?
Well, as you mentioned, ticks in our region, they transmit a number of diseases, some of which are quite serious, including Powassan virus that could lead to mortality, at least in 30 to 40% of cases.
Wow.
However, we do not know what role this tick, this new tick species, will play in our region, whether this tick will be able to transmit some of the disease agents we have in the region or not, or whether this tick species will transmit or will bring along some of the disease agent that transmits in its native range.
A question I would have is, you have certain, basically vectors or ticks, if you will, that in fact carry certain diseases. In other words, they're linked with this, a Lyme disease, the deer tick. There it is. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, does it depend on what's in the area that they choose to, basically through feeding, that they actually tend to spread? In other words, if it's not there, they can't spread it, correct?
In most cases that is true, but we have had species that are capable of transmitting new agents that they had never had exposure in the past. So
okay,
it is true that they have evolved to transmit certain disease agents, but we cannot exclude their ability in transmitting new disease agents.
A larger question here, but since you do kind of deal with this, is how do these new varieties of ticks show up? Obviously, because of world trade, I suppose that has something to do with it. But how exactly do they get here?
There are a number of speculations about these, and you have to keep in mind that it could vary from species to species, but in terms of ticks, it is known that these ticks could come into the United States or other countries by way of animal import, either
okay,
game animals or livestock.
You know, a question I also, and a final question, I won't keep you long, Doctor, but I guess the question I would have is, how do you discover there's a new tick? In other words, there was somebody who was bitten in Fairfield County. They somehow found out, there's the East Asian longhorn tick. But how did they discover that? Because, you know, to a lot of us, a tick is a tick. So, you know, what do you do?
We have a laboratory, as probably you know, we have a laboratory called Tick Testing Laboratory. When people encounter tick, regardless of their species, they send those ticks to us. We examine under microscope and do some other genetic tests to determine what species the tick, any given tick is.
Well, would you suggest then, if in fact you are bitten by a tick, God forbid, that you basically take it off, put it in a little vial of some sort, and send it to you guys?
Absolutely. We encourage people to do so. And every year we receive up to 6,000 ticks from residents.
These really?
Yes. And we examine them. If they are testable, we test them and report to residents, to the health department and physicians' offices, whether these ticks are infected or not.
Okay. Hey, doctor, thank you much for being on. By the way, if somebody did come across a tick, and it's not unusual around here in dear old Connecticut, where do you send it? Do you have a website or something where I can get the instructions?
We do have a website. They can also bring the easiest way to bring to the local health department.
Okay.
And they send it on their behalf.
Well, all right, doctor, thanks for what you're doing. We'll see what happens here. So far, at this point, it's been just one bite. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, doctor, thanks much for being on.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Very good. Wow. Everybody's got to do something. And this is rather important stuff that he's doing. Dr. Mulahi, I thank you very much for being on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.